This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It's that time of the year when many employees are sitting down for salary reviews. And for a lot of people, it can feel like a daunting conversation. Whether you're hoping for a pay rise, a promotion, or simply recognition for your work, knowing how to approach it can make all of the difference. And to help us navigate those conversations with confidence, I am joined by careers coach Angela Burke. Angela, welcome back. When it comes to asking for a pay rise, what preparation should someone do before they even start that conversation?
Preparation is so important. I think a lot of people will go in and ask for a pay rise based on, you know, the feeling of deserving it, which I think we all feel we deserve a pay rise. But a lot of people go into that conversation talking about how much they deserve it or talking about their personal situation. So I'm trying to buy a house, you know, expenses are high, I'm starting a family, etc. And while all of that is completely justified, particularly in Ireland at the moment, that's not the approach to take, because I suppose at the end of the day, you know, the company, not to speak on behalf of all companies, but what they're interested in when it comes to, you know, managing pay is the job and how the job has changed. So rather than going in kind of talking about your performance or your personal situation, I think people can kind of set themselves up for a lot more success if they actually prepare, like, how has your job changed since you started that may warrant a pay rise. Even things, Valerie, like looking at if you were to leave the company and join another company doing the exact same job, doing the same duties, what would you be paid? So you're coming at it, you know, from an angle of like, what's fair on the market and what is my job typically paid on the market? How has my job changed since I took it on? And that's a data you want to go in with, as opposed to the kind of emotional stories.
Yeah, because the emotional stories, sometimes people will say, that's all well and good, but, you know, this is what you've signed up for, and this is the salary that was agreed, and it can just cause a lot of confusion, I can imagine, for people. So good to kind of come in with how the job has changed, or grown legs, as they would say, since you began. But yeah, should people be going in with a specific figure in mind, or like a ballpark, or should they be waiting to see what the employer suggests?
Yeah, I would suggest kind of going in, you know, open-minded, but I would do your research. So do your research to figure out, okay, what is this job typically paid in the market from my level of experience and in my industry as well, because there can be huge differences across industries. So go in with the kind of range in mind, and then you could say something like, you know, I've done some research and I can see that this job would typically be paid, you know, X to Y in the market. Do you think that's feasible here? Is that in line with, you know, the benchmarking that, you know, this company has done? And just let the conversation flow. The thing is as well, you know, companies want to pay their employees fairly, at least, you know, most of them do. And I think what a lot of people don't realise is most of the bigger organisations each year, they would carry out some kind of a you know, salary review across the organization, benchmarking across their peers to understand, okay, where are we in comparison to our peers? And are we, because they have to, in order to attract the talent to their company. So I hope that reassures people that typically organizations, you know, they do want to pay fairly. With the smaller organizations, you know, it might be a little bit less structured. And with that, there could come more room for the negotiation. Whereas some of the bigger organizations, you know, they'll have structures where that's reviewed once a year, for example. So it might be more difficult to get an ad hoc pay rise throughout the year, for example.
Timing, I imagine, is everything in this circumstance. Yeah. Like, how do you know when the moment's right to bring up something like this with your boss?
Well, I would say speak your company's language. So, for example, if you're not aware of when the pay reviews happen typically in your organization, you know, find that out. You can chat to your manager, chat to HR. That's the first thing I would say. And then secondly, you know, maybe you're in a smaller organization where that's just not in place. And if that's the case, then I would say chat to your manager when you feel you have the data that's going to bring for a really good conversation. So, you know, or you could tie it in as well, you know, a few months before your review, your kind of annual review. So if you're typically, you know, sometimes March, April is every company kind of different, but around this time of year, there are reviews. So maybe you could be going in, you know, the end of the year, so like 3 or 4 months in advance. But the thing, Valerie, is I always say to people as well is like, if you have the right way to manage your career is to be having these conversations regularly with your manager, as opposed to just, you know, a month or two before your review, your performance review, be kind of springing it on them. Like, you should have that relationship with your manager where they know what you're looking for very early on, but you also know what they need in order to give you what you're looking for. Do you know what I mean? So I think this is where people fall down, like a couple of months or even like on the actual performance review, they're bringing up, oh, also like I expected to get a pay rise, but they hadn't actually had that conversation with their boss. So I suppose what I'm saying in essence is even if you look at it on a monthly or quarterly basis, making sure that you know, you're clear with your manager around what you were looking for, but you're also clear from them in terms of what you need to do in order to get that pay rise.
Communication seems to be yeah, really important 100%. On all sides of the equation. On that, actually, someone's been in touch and they're looking for some advice. They're kind of in a situation where they have communicated this, but nothing's happening. They've said, hey guys, I've been in my current job for 3 years now. In the last few months, I've taken on a lot more responsibilities. I've been training new employees, taken a larger role in organising events and doing some managerial roles. Although my manager praises my work and has promised a pay rise, I have yet to see any increase in pay other than the standard adjustment everyone receives. I'm starting to get annoyed and I don't know what can I do next.
Okay.
What should they do?
Okay.
I suppose I'll say, what does one do in that situation? Sounds tricky, to be fair.
Yeah. So I'd be keen to know, they've said in the last few months, they've taken on a lot more responsibilities. I'd be keen to know, one, you know, is that 6 months? Is that 3 months, for example? If it's only the last 3 months, I would be saying, okay, you know, realistically, give it a bit longer. The other thing I'd be curious to know is, what led to you taking on the extra responsibilities? So is that you trying to grow and step up, or is it a case that maybe somebody left and therefore that has resulted in your role changing? So you can probably see where I'm going here. I think, look, you've had the conversation. It sounds like it was promising in terms of the manager agreed, but nothing has happened since. So like what I would typically do is set up a proper meeting. And, you know, rather than, and I think as Irish in particular, we're great for the sandwich approach where we'll just shove the the awkward question, you know, in the middle of the meeting. I think veer away from that, because that's potentially maybe why you're in this situation. Set up a meeting, you know, where you're solely speaking about this. And I would simply say, look, you know, we spoke about a pay rise a while ago. Can we look at where that stands now? You know, is it approved? What do you think the timeline is like? Do you have everything you need from me in order to get this signed off? And that way you're kind of setting the conversation up for a clear answer, as opposed to just, you know, okay, yeah, it's there, but you know, when? And if the feedback isn't what you expected to hear, if it's delayed or if they're saying, you know, I couldn't get it over the line, you know, managers are restricted as well. You know, they only have so much they can work with. But I think leaving that meeting, you should be really clear, okay, this is something I want. You know, bring in your data in terms of what we spoke about before. It, you know, this is what the market is saying I should be paid, so that you're not just plucking it from thin air. But understand from your manager, okay, look, in order, one, do you believe that, you know, that it's fair that I should be paid a bit more, I should be in this range? If they do, then okay, what do you need from me in order to make this happen, and what's the timeline? And that way then you have what you need. You can go off, and whether it's, you know, making sure that you have, you know, reached a certain amount of output, or that you're, you know, doing more of the managerial stuff that this person has referenced to, at least you're clear as to kind of where you're going. And also the other thing is, you know, if they say, actually I wasn't able to get it, and I'm not going to be able to get it, well then that's information for you that you can make a decision on then, in terms of, right, you know, am I happy to continue doing this and that's a choice, or do I want to look at other options?
Is it understandable for a lot of people that, you know, if after everything they can't get the salary increase that they want, that they would consider leaving a role? Is that the acceptable option? Should they continue to try and negotiate? Where should you go with that?
I think if you, the key piece here, Valerie, is to get very clear as to, can you be paid more externally? Because I think, you know, emotions can come into play here, and, you know, we can get frustrated, rightly so. But you want to be clear, first of all, you know, and that's why I keep going back to the data piece. You want to be clear, can I actually be paid more externally? And whatever that is, if it's an extra 5K, 10K, maybe it's more, is that worth, like, what's that worth to me? Do I want that? And is it worth the kind of upheaval and changing jobs? And, you know, that whole kind of 9-month induction in terms of getting up to speed. For many, particularly living in Ireland at the moment with the, you know, the cost of living, it will be worth it. But for some, they might be at a stage of their life where they're like, actually, do you know what? For the extra 5K, I'm going to stay where I am for the moment. So find out, first of all, am I 100% sure that I can be paid more externally? And what is that additional pay worth to my life? And then if it is a case that, yes, I can be paid more and I do actually need that for my life, it would be totally justifiable to move. But I think get that data first so that you're not just jumping from the frying pan into the fire or making an uneducated or uninformed decision, you know. But 100% people change jobs all the time to you know, continue increasing their salary.
Data seems to be also very, very key to all of this, along with communication and all of the big words. Knowing where you stand beforehand and having all of your facts on paper, I can imagine, is really beneficial when you're having these conversations. But for anyone who might be feeling a bit guilty or hesitant about moving on from a job that's not meeting their needs in that way, particularly financially, what is one piece of advice you would give them?
I would say that organizations, whether small, large, you know, managers, leaders, they're used to these conversations all the time. You know, they're equipped to deal with them, and they're used to getting, you know, they're used to people leaving. I think it's a great sign if you feel that guilt, because it means you're a good person and you're loyal to the team you're working with. But you have to think of yourself as well. You have to think of your career. It's not a personal, you know, it's a career decision, really. It's nothing personal to the organization or to the team. So yeah, just think of your career, you know, what's the best decision for your life and your career at the moment. And don't ever let an awkward conversation, you know, hold you back from going where you need to go, because the receiver of the conversation, you know, they will have heard this plenty of times before and they'll hear it plenty of times again. But just get yourself to a comfortable place having the conversation. I think that's the most important thing.
And life is full of awkward conversations, isn't that it? Wherever 100%. You go, whether it's in your job or whether it's in your personal life. So Angela, thank you for that. Where can we find you on socials if people want to follow along with you before we chat again in the future?
Yes. You'll find me on angelaburke.ie. That's on Instagram and it's my website as well.
Angela, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Looking forward to chatting to you again on the show. But in the meantime, have a lovely rest of the month of March and month of April.
Thanks, Valerie. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.